narrower. Yeah. I think this was where the center of resistance is likely to be.
That's right, yeah.
But
what about Eisenhower?
I don't think you'll get any telephone calls from this committee about the job I did.
What about Eisenhower?
He was interested and friendly to it. He said he would certainly not oppose it. John McCone is going up for a second trip a little later on to get him to issue a statement in favor.
Yeah.
But he was quite interested, wary about any agreements with the Soviets, and was sure that we were wary too. But I think it was a trip worthwhile.
Yeah.
So I think that we can get a statement. I didn't ask him today for a statement of support.
Well, now, what is your advice about when I might make a speech?
It seems to me, Mr. President, that you might make it after Harriman has and we have had the first shot at the key committees when he gets back, because I think that some of the senators might feel that if you take it to the country straight away, that this consultation process is very much interfered with. But I think if you could do it,
you don't want to wait too long.
About 2 days after the second day after he gets back, and before the signing, that this might be about the right time from the point of view of management here. Now, from a public opinion point of view, and how long curiosity can wait.
I think. Let me just say, I think that if we're going to have in the next 24 hours a communique saying the treaty's agreed to, that's the consultations with the senators and so on. That's not so.
Right.
We got to hit the country while the country's hot. That's the only thing that makes any impression on these goddamn senators.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been pretty generous with them as far as consultation. I would think that we don't want to wait just for their convenience. They'll move as the country moves. So I think we've got to go to the country while there's maximum interest and while there's. So my guess would be that we either ought to go Friday or Monday if he makes any progress in the next 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I think your suggestion, let Harriman come home and talk to me. So that, I mean, at least it looks like we know what went on there, and then he can get up to the hill, but I'd make that speech. So anyway, we'll work on the speech and not make any decision about it for the next 24 hours.
All right, fine.
And then see what you can keep thinking about it.
All right, fine.
Okay.
You.